Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Kathleen Kane is the first woman and first Democrat to be PA's Attorney General. She started out her term in January 2013, and her first order of business was to end PA's gun permit reciprocity agreement with Florida, one of her campaign promises. Within days of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling throwing a portion of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in June 2013, Kane announced she would not defend Pennsylvania's DOMA. Impeachment efforts began shortly after that, but unfortunately they did not gain enough support. My guest today is State Representative Daryl Metcalf. He represents parts of Butler County. He's also the chairman of the House State Government Committee, serving his third consecutive term. Thanks, Representative, for being with us.
Good to be with you again.
Kathleen Kane, she has a whole trail of not doing her job, and hopefully things have finally caught up with her with the recent charges against her, perjury, obstruction, and leaking confidential material to embarrass her, one of her political foes. Was that you?
That's not me.
Not you. She has more political foes than Daryl Metcalf. But hopefully that will allow you to gain momentum for her impeachment.
Well, last session when I introduced the impeachment resolution, I believe there were six of us that were sponsoring at the time, myself and five co-sponsors, I believe, five or six. And then this year when we just introduced it, I believe I had 16 co-sponsors. And now, since the charges were announced, we're up to 25 co-sponsors, I believe.
So wow, that's good.
We are seeing more legislators sign on. We've seen calls from the Democrat governor and the Democrat auditor general. Seen calls from many on both sides of the aisle now to call upon Kathleen Kane to resign from the attorney general's office. But when we look at the history of what she has done in this position, we see a pattern of abuse. We see a pattern of misbehavior in this office. As you mentioned, when she first came in, she right away changed our reciprocity agreement with Florida for concealed carry permits. And what that did was essentially took away the ability for many Pennsylvanians, especially down in the Philadelphia area, to be able to carry a firearm so that they could defend themselves on the streets. A lot of citizens in Philadelphia have had a hard time getting their concealed carry permits from the Philadelphia Police Department because they've just been a very hard department to deal with, not like some of our sheriffs out here in western Pennsylvania,
right,
Butler and Venango County, where if you're a law-abiding citizen, you have essentially no trouble usually getting your carry permit. But down in Philadelphia, it's a different story. They put a lot of these folks through a lot of hoops and over a lot of hurdles, and sometimes people were being denied that shouldn't have been denied.
Right.
So they were getting a Florida carry permit, which is a lot harder to get. You have to be fingerprinted. You have to have firearms training. You have to pay more money. So it's a harder permit to secure. But if you received that, then you could have carried in Pennsylvania because we had a reciprocity agreement. But she changed it so that if you were a Pennsylvania resident, then you were not allowed to use a Florida permit to carry in Pennsylvania, but Florida residents still could.
If you had a residence in both Pennsylvania and Florida, then you would be allowed to have the gun.
Well, whatever your driver's license had an address. If you had a Pennsylvania driver's license, then you were expected to have a Pennsylvania permit under her change. But the way that we wrote the law, we authorized attorney generals to enter into agreements. We didn't authorize attorney generals to go back in and renegotiate and change agreements when they became attorney general. And that's what she did. She did that with Florida. I believe she did it with Arizona. I believe she has done it now with Utah. I believe she did it with Virginia. So we've had a number of the carry permits that have, reciprocity agreements that have been changed, which many believe is going astray of what the law allows her to do.
Well, if the law's not written that way, then she should not be able to do that.
Right.
And some of the propaganda stuff I've read from the mainstream media is that the Florida permit was easier to get But you're saying it's harder to get than Pennsylvania's.
Yes, it's actually a harder permit. You have to go through more training. You don't have to go through training in Pennsylvania at all.
Right, true, yeah.
You don't have to be fingerprinted in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So it's a harder permit to secure, and you wouldn't get one unless you're a law-abiding citizen.
Right, yeah.
But then besides that, as you know, and I'm sure as many of your listeners know, that when back in 2013, she came out and made a public statement that she would not defend the Pennsylvania Defense of Marriage Act.
Yeah.
Now, under our Commonwealth Attorneys Act, another statute, another law in Pennsylvania, she has a duty to defend any law that's challenged constitutionally. And that law was passed under the authority that the General Assembly is given to pass laws that dictate what the Attorney General in Pennsylvania will do, because according to what our Constitution says, the Attorney General will do what the General Assembly prescribes in law for her to do for her duties.
Mm-hmm.
But she refused to do her duty and perform the responsibility that's assigned to her per the Constitution and the law of Pennsylvania to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. She then invoked that same type of a policy when a lawless activity when we had another law challenged that was dealing with municipalities that were passing their own gun control laws. We had a law passed that was actually my legislation, and she refused to defend that when it was challenged on constitutionality last session. Her sister was promoted, her twin sister was promoted to Deputy Attorney General.
Deputy Attorney General. Has there ever been a Deputy Attorney General?
There's many deputies.
Okay.
And by the nature of the title, you would expect, based on common sense, that a Deputy Attorney General must be a direct report to the Attorney General.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. You think
so? I asked for an ethics investigation into that because you're not allowed as an elected official to have your immediate family members benefiting financially from your office. So we asked the Ethics Commission to investigate. They came back with a finding that it didn't look good, but they didn't have any evidence that she'd actually promoted her sister. She said it was one of her underlings that she had promote her sister,
That's the same thing. I mean,
right, exactly. She's the Attorney General, so anybody that works in the Attorney General's office, ultimately, she has the say in whether or not they get promoted. She also hired her cousin as her executive assistant. Which is allowed under our law. It certainly shouldn't be. I want to change that.
Right.
But it just shows the type of an attitude. She almost perceived this office as a family business.
Right, and that she would have as many family members as possible benefit while she's in office. But
then one of the big things that occurred last year that really made a lot of headlines, especially down in southeastern Pennsylvania, is that she refused to prosecute legislators and a judge who had been charged or had been investigated for taking bribes. And she claimed that the sting operation, where they had hundreds of hours of investigative materials and audio and video recordings, that it was tainted by racism. She claimed that. So she refused to go after fellow Democrat legislators and a fellow Democrat judge who were accused of taking bribes.
And since then, they've been found guilty. I mean, the Philly Attorney General, who I believe he's black, isn't he?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. He carried through with that investigation and brought the charges, and we just had a special election to replace two of those legislators.
That's correct. DA in Philadelphia has now successfully prosecuted four of six of bribe-taking elected officials down in Philadelphia that she would not go after. There's still two more that are in play currently that are working their way through the judicial system, but it proves that she refused to actually use the power of her office to protect the interest of Pennsylvania citizens when she refuses to prosecute, and you have a fellow Democrat DA, a black district attorney that prosecutes and says, you know, this is not racism, this is the law.
Right.
And she tried to use the excuse of racism. And now today, if you had a chance to watch her trying to defend her position right now with the charges that have been filed last week, the Montgomery County District Attorney last week filed charges, of course, against the Attorney General, the charges that include perjury, official oppression, obstruction of justice, and contempt of court. So
wow.
we have an attorney general currently that's been charged and is being prosecuted for crimes and for violating the trust of the people of Pennsylvania.
And she says, and I know that Governor Wolf, after the charges were filed the end of last week, Governor Wolf asked her to step down. She said no, because if I step down, that will be an admission of guilt. Like, but yeah, but you've been charged and you are the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth, and yet you can continue shirking your duties, which is basically what she's been doing. I don't see why you don't have 203 co-sponsors on that bill.
We've heard from some of the Democrat legislators through media reports that they've been interviewed that they might possibly consider impeachment or might be more willing to now than they would have
previously.
Before. But right now we have a situation where we have an attorney general that's the chief law enforcement officer of the state. She's been charged with crimes, and she is not serving the best interests of Pennsylvania while she continues to stand her ground and try and hold on to her office at all costs to the people of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's just arrogance is what that is, because she thinks that she is above the law because actions she's taken or inaction, such as not defending the laws in the books, which she said as a candidate that I have a quote here, if I can find it, that she actually said, quote, the attorney general as a candidate, she said, quote, the attorney general does not have the right to pick and choose which laws he or she enforces. She says, quote, that's a dangerous proposition, because she is saying that to do so injects politics into the job. What's she doing?
That's exactly what she is doing. I mean, of course, it's typical of politicians to say one thing when they're running for office and say another once they've been elected office. But she's proven that, during her campaign she ran saying that she was a prosecutor, not a politician. She's proven she's a politician and not a prosecutor because she wouldn't even prosecute this case where she had hundreds of hours of investigative materials where the DA of Philadelphia has been successful in prosecuting these individuals who were trusted by their constituency to go and make laws on their behalf in Pennsylvania, and they took bribes.
It's a very egregious
violation of
dangerous.
The trust of the citizens of Pennsylvania when you do something like that. And then when somebody fails and refuses to prosecute those types of crimes, that should have right there. That should have caused the citizens of Pennsylvania to rise up and say, she doesn't deserve to be in that office any longer.
But how much does the media actually cover these type stories? I mean, it's definitely has made news now since actual charges have been filed against her. But for her to say, for the DA in Philadelphia to follow through and press charges against these legislators or to pursue the investigation, to say that's racist is crazy, because, again, he is black himself. And they had put, the Philadelphia DA's office had put hours, had spent money on the investigation, spent hundreds of hours, as you're saying, to do the investigation. And when he turns to the attorney general's office, which has more money than the DA's office in Philly, I'm sure, to follow through with charges and such, I mean, I can't imagine what went through his mind as he's hearing the words out of Kathleen Kane's mouth that she's not going to follow through and press charges.
And, I think for your listeners to understand that we have a crisis that's been created, not just in this office, but in many offices in this state and in the nation. When you look at the lawless behavior of Obama passing signing into law some of the unconstitutional laws that they've passed, the Obamacare being a leading law. But when you look at some of the actions of Eric Holder, you look at some of the actions around the country in response to various controversies that have occurred, and then you watch an attorney general at the state level like this that is an example of the same type of lawlessness. We saw earlier this year, we saw the state treasurer, Robert McCord, here in Pennsylvania, had to resign from office and has been prosecuted and is awaiting sentencing for extortion. That's our state treasurer this year, had to resign and is going to be sentenced for extortion. Now we have the state attorney general that's been charged with multiple crimes by the district attorney of Montgomery County. We have a governor who has committed several acts in the first 6 months of his tenure as governor, removing the Office of Open Records Director, which the court smacked him down on,
right.
said he didn't have the legal authority to do that.
And now he's stealing his phones and his computer from his office.
Well, he took the man when the court ordered him back to the office,
yeah.
Back and reinstalled him back in his position. Then the Wolf administration, yeah, initially they tried to take his computer and his phone
yeah.
from him,
yeah.
Which they came back, I think after the weekend and then gave him his access,
his means of communication back, yeah.
Right, but besides that, we've seen Wolf. Attempt to use an executive order, which he's been sued and brought to court over that, to organize direct care workers. And
mm-hmm.
we've seen him put a moratorium on the death penalty, which the Attorney General's or the District Attorney's Association has come out and said that was in violation of the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have these top elected officials, Democrat elected officials, that are willfully doing whatever they want to in office, ignoring the law, ignoring the Constitution. And the Attorney General is a prime example. And just prior to her, this year, in fact, which is hard to believe. And I think you know it really merits its own press coverage on this series of corruption charges that we've seen. We've not only seen the Attorney General now charged. We saw the Treasurer resign because of extortion. We've seen several legislators in Philadelphia prosecuted successfully this year for bribery. We've got a real crisis of lawlessness here.
Yeah, yeah. We have a crisis of a lack of morality, and that's permeating the entire society from the top down. Because once a nation pushes God out of the picture, we are reaping what has been sown or through our efforts to push God out of the marketplace.
Right.
And,
that's correct.
That's, yeah. It does appear as if the lunatics are in charge of the asylum. As we see, you know, as you mentioned, President Obama is now pushing transgenderism in the military and all the lawless things, unconstitutional things he has done that Congress has allowed him to do, even continue to do under a majority Republican House and Senate. Hopefully the Republicans here in Pennsylvania will stand up to Governor Wolf. I know they're at this point anyway. They appear to be standing strong when it comes to the budget. Although I'm going to throw this out to you, I had heard that this is a little bit. This is off the Keynes issue, but I had heard that they were going to attempt to attach HB 300 to the budget. Have you heard anything about that?
I've heard rumors about that. I don't know how they would.
Yeah,
they might try and tie it. Tie it to a deal on the budget, but
okay. Yeah, I couldn't figure out how they could attach it to a budget, but
and you know the sponsors of House Bill 300, as the last I checked, they've not even introduced the bill yet. This session,
yeah,
they're fearful of it being sent to my committee.
Yeah, I know.
they're
trying to figure out a way to get around your committee again.
Right.
Yeah, so that's troubling that they would attempt that, but because they cannot have that successfully be able to get a clean bill.
Well, it is,
there.
And that's when you look at just recently where the Huffington Post came out and rated the governors of the 50 states from the most conservative to the most liberal, and Wolf won the position of being the most liberal governor
in
the United States.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And one of the criteria that he was judged on was his support for the homosexual agenda
in
way of trying to give them a status of marriage, which... Even though the court's ruled in this direction, the court doesn't have the authority to change the definition of marriage.
Exactly.
And it's just outrageous, and it shows that we need court reform. We need reform within our courts. We need some accountability measure for some of these Supreme Court justices that think that they can become political activists when they sit on that bench.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was very troubling. Yeah, I was actually at the Philadelphia Gay Pride Parade when Governor Wolf was running as a candidate. It would have been last June 2014, and he was there at the Philadelphia Gay Pride Parade, you know, giving them the words of encouragement and say, I've got your back and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he was there. So I can see where the Huffington Post would rank him as number one, but that does surprise me. He's even number one. I mean, even Jerry Brown in California didn't beat Wolf out. That's interesting.
Well, when you look at all the tax increases that are being proposed all of the states of the United States this year, they do not add up to half of what Wolf is proposing to increase taxes in Pennsylvania this year. It's just outrageous.
How are we supposed to pay those? I mean, how are we supposed to survive?
Well, that's right. Right now, we've seen a trend where a lot of our young people have left Pennsylvania in search of employment in other states, and especially the South, where they're creating jobs in a faster way than Pennsylvania is seeing jobs created. And that's going to continue, and it's going to accelerate under the Wolf policies if he gets his way and increases taxes, because people will vote with their feet and they'll just leave the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah.
And when people see this type of a lawless activity from an attorney general, where she it's such a pattern, and that's what I held a hearing last session on the language that I had drafted for the impeachment of Kathleen Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And during that hearing, the Democrats would not stay and defend her, would not stay and engage in any intellectual wrestling match over the discussion about impeachment of her. They stood up and walked out of the committee meeting, or better, they stormed out of the committee meeting.
That made the news.
and they did that after they attempted to adjourn my hearing, which was really, I'd never seen that in the 17 years that I've been in the General Assembly, where somebody had tried to adjourn a hearing. But they attempted that, and we stopped them because we were blessed to have enough Republicans that turned out to do their job that day, unlike some of the Democrats that don't come out to do their job.
When Republicans are doing their job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we had the hearing last session, and at the end of that hearing, I concluded it by letting everyone know that that this wasn't the end of it. You know, I had a minimal number of co-sponsors. We were working to gain momentum. We were working to raise the profile of this problem that we had noticed, where the Attorney General was disregarding the law and the Constitution and violating the trust of the people of Pennsylvania based on her misbehavior in office and the pattern of abuse that we had seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully expected, based on the arrogance that she had displayed, that she would continue to abuse the power that she had in that office.
And
that's
has.
Exactly what we've seen through the course of the last year and a half. We saw earlier this year in the spring where she fired a man named James Barker. Now, he was the chief deputy attorney general, and he had given testimony to the grand jury last fall that appeared to contradict Kane's claims that she didn't violate any laws. Now she had, and afterwards she was ordered to appear at a hearing by Judge Carpenter to review the decision to fire Barker because he was under a protective order after he provided this testimony against her. It just shows the abuse. Then we also saw where she got rid of Attorney General's Human Resources Director. He had urged her to fire her chief of staff, a man by the name of Jonathan Ducker, and he advised her to do that because this man was accused of sexual harassment. Instead, she became his acting deputy, chief deputy.
Oh my goodness.
And there was a recent story that came out that showed that he was driving, I think it was a Mercedes-Benz vehicle that had been seized in a drug case. For over a year he'd been driving this, despite the state law that restricts the use of those vehicles.
Isn't that evidence?
It was evidence, yeah.
Yeah.
That might be small potatoes to some people.
But it adds up. But it's
a law.
Yeah, it's a law, and it's not small potatoes to the average Pennsylvania citizen who would be sitting in jail. You know, the average Pennsylvania understands if they break the law, there's a very good chance that they're going to end up in jail or paying a massive fine or something like that. But yet we have an attorney general who is supposed to be this chief law enforcement officer in the Commonwealth who's getting away with this. And I think with these charges being filed, that Pennsylvanians would begin to ask their legislators to sign on to your resolution, your impeachment proceeding.
And that's what we have impeachment available as a tool, a constitutional tool that's provided to hold any elected official in the state, any bureaucrat in the state accountable. We can impeach anyone who is misbehaving in the office that they're occupying, whether they're appointed or whether they're elected. And that's a tool that the House of Representatives has been given. They are the ones who initiate that. The Senate is the one who acts as the jury and ultimately makes the decision at the end. But it's a tool that the legislature has at its disposal to create accountability within our government, both at the local level, we can deal with local elected officials in that way, or state elected officials in that way. It's a tool that's rarely used. It's a tool that's rarely successful when it is used, but it's a tool that's been much neglected and not utilized like it should be to create accountability. And right now, with the lawless behavior we see from the treasurer of the state who had to resign in disgrace because of extortion, to the currently charged attorney general, to the governor of the state that continues to make decisions that land him in court because the decisions that he's making appear to be very contrary to the law.
Yeah.
To the activities that we've seen with the legislators in Philadelphia that took bribes and have now been prosecuted, we need to utilize impeachment, and Kane would be a good start and send a message that the legislature is not going to put up with this violation of the trust of the people of Pennsylvania any longer.
Absolutely. So we should ask your legislators to sign on to what's the bill number there?
House Resolution 435.
Okay.
That's the current number for this current session, House Resolution 435.
Okay.
And state representatives are allowed to sign on to that. State senators are not, but they can still lobby their state senators to support the impeachment resolution if it comes from the House to the Senate.
Okay, so state reps can sign on, and we can lobby our state senators to support the resolution. Let's put it when it reaches the Senate.
There are other actions that can take place. Right now, we saw as recent as yesterday, there's a political activist attorney over in central Pennsylvania that has filed a complaint with the judiciary related to the attorney general. And there is a process that they could pull her license to practice law, and then she would no longer be allowed to be attorney general.
Oh, okay.
So the court could act much faster than we could on impeachment. And then the DA from Montgomery County moving forward with this prosecution, she also has the ability to move a little swifter, I believe, than the General Assembly would move on this issue, because there's a process that has to take place, and it's a lengthy process, but it's one that we're initiating through introducing this resolution. It's been assigned to my committee, and I'll be working with my committee members and the leadership team on the Republican side to try and find consensus on how to move forward to hold this attorney general accountable.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, the legislators, they definitely need to go through with advancing the bill, because that would send a message, even though, like you're saying, there's other means to get this done more quickly. We don't know if the courts would take up the case or whatever. So we need to take every action possible that's available out there. So how can folks contact you or get more information about this?
They can go to my website. It's repmetcalfe.com.
Okay, repmetcalfe.com. I do encourage your listeners to go to the website and check it out, get more information on this story, and to contact your state representative to sign on to House Resolution 435. That would be to impeach Attorney General Kathleen Kane. And thanks, Representative, for doing all the good work that you do there in Harrisburg, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.